We're not getting a lot of news about what's going on in the Caribbean region. So hard hit St. Martin, Barbuda, Tortola, the British Virgin Islands, white areas reduced to rubble. A lot of neighborhoods flattened in Tortola, which is part of Virgin Islands, in Barbuda. We spoke about Barbuda earlier with Dobrin Omard, who is based in Antigua. And of course, Antigua and Barbuda make up one nation. The U.S. Virgin Islands, which is a U.S. Territory. We've seen some deaths there in St. Martin, which is half French, half Dutch territory, has just been devastated. Cuba has been devastated. 10 people dead. Cuba, of course, an independent nation. Puerto Rico, there were also some deaths in Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico being a U.S. Territory. And Haiti had at least one death. They weren't directly hit, but given Haiti being the most impoverished in the entire Americas, rainstorms will have implications for Haiti. I would now like to welcome our next guest, Chamberlain Emmanuel. Chamberlain Emmanuel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's a pleasure to be on.
Okay. Chamberlain Emmanuel is a member of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States Commission. He is the project manager for its European Union Global Climate Change Alliance project on climate change adaptation and sustainable land management in the Eastern Caribbean. He's the acting head of the Environmental Sustainability Center, where he oversees key programs such as climate change and disaster risk, biodiversity and ecosystems, land and water resources, sustainable energy, and more. He's also a civil engineer. There's a lot more I can say about you, Chamberlain Emmanuel, but I want to get on to the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States and what their response has been thus far to the so much devastation in the region.
Thank you. Well, we work very well. Just to start, really, our organization, the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, is a grouping of the smaller member states within the Caribbean. We currently have 10 member states, including 6 independent states, one of them being Antigua and Barbuda, which is affected, and other 3 or 4 other non-independent states, including Montserrat, including the BVI, and also Anguilla, the two of which were impacted heavily by the hurricane, and also including French-administered Martinique. So we've been working very closely along with the Caribbean Disaster and Emergency Management Agency, CDEMA. Most of our member states subscribe to the CDEMA framework for disaster coordination. So we've been working very closely with them, which includes international agencies such as the Red Cross, the UN, various UN bodies, etc. But also, based on our mandate as an organization, we've been reaching out to member states and trying to help them with some of the immediate needs, and importantly, trying to mobilize assistance from friendly governments and other agencies for the immediate response and for future development. So this essentially is what we've been doing. Our Director General, our chairman, who is the Prime Minister of St. Lucia, has been very active, very hands-on. We have conducted a visit to the affected OECS states over the weekend, including the Prime Minister of Dominica also, and some other persons to really show solidarity, to get a hands-on, a first-hand view of the impact, to speak with the governments in there, and to better understand exactly what their needs and priorities are, and to help us in our mobilizing in our coordination.
Right. For people who are just joining us, our guest is Chamberlain Emmanuel, member of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States Commission. Chamberlain Emmanuel, what island nation are you based in?
I am based in St. Lucia.
In St. Lucia. Yeah. Right. And just to let our our audience know that the member states of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States include Antigua and Barbuda. We know Barbuda was hard hit. The Commonwealth of Dominica, Grenada, Montserrat, the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the British Virgin Islands, Anguilla and Martinique. Now, Chamberlain Emmanuel, you mentioned something about Montserrat. I've heard nothing about, was Montserrat hit?
Well, Montserrat, luckily, was not impacted much based on the trajectory of the hurricane. So,
right.
So they are basically, obviously, they would have gotten some feeder bands with rains and some wind, but not to the extent as Barbuda, Anguilla, Tortola, and the Turks and Caicos Islands, etc.
Right. And what about, in terms of resources coming in, we know resources are limited. I mean, it's not like Florida, you know, and some of the territories that are still under colonial rule, basically.
Yeah.
So is support, you mentioned the Red Cross here. The Red Cross has been very controversial because of what happened following the earthquake in Haiti and also Katrina in New Orleans. But are you all also working with CARICOM? I mean, is support, because what you need is some hard dollars, right? I mean, some of these places have to, like Barbuda, have to be basically rebuilt from the bottom up. Chamberlain Emmanuel.
So essentially, there is a regional coordinating mechanism for disasters and emergency, and that is the Caribbean Disaster and Emergency Management Agency, better known as CDEMA. CDEMA, essentially, the membership of CDEMA constitutes most of the CARICOM member states, so which goes even beyond the OECS member states. So it includes even Jamaica, Haiti, Trinidad and Tobago, and the OECS member states who are membership to CARICOM. So CDEMA has been leading the charge in terms of coordinating the response, because in a disaster scenario, you need, very importantly, that coordination, finding out the damage on the ground and mobilizing the immediate rescues and also establishing what the needs are so that you can communicate that to your donor agencies, etc. So CDEMA has been leading that, and we have been also lending support and operating within that framework, but also, you know, lending our own capacity there in terms of, for example, mobilizing. We have been able to mobilize military aircraft, even from Venezuela, which has been able to come in and assist the evacuation from Barbuda, because Barbuda was essentially, you know, the housing stock was almost 100% destroyed. It was decided by the government of Antigua and Barbuda to relocate the residents into Antigua. But again, the issue of transportation. So we were able to assist.
Yeah, and Venezuela came
to bring them across.
Right, right. And let me ask you this, because we are out of time, but we are going to get back to you, Chamberlain Emmanuel, because we do want to continue to follow this story. But for our listeners who might want to support the regional efforts of CDEMA and others, is there something that they could do?
Yes. Well, they can, if they go to the CDEMA website, then they would be able to. There is a link there to how you can support.
Okay.
So that should be a first stop, and then they can also go to our website oecs.org, where we also post information on how they can support.
Okay.
So they can feel free to do that.
Right. Well, what we'll do is we'll post both of those websites on our social media, and hopefully some of our listeners will respond. But thank you so very much for joining us. We know that you all are so very busy right now, and we appreciate you taking the time, Mr. Chamberlain Emmanuel. Thank you.
Well, thank you also for showcasing our plight. Yeah.